Quorum. We got our quorum, so we can start on the new sugya of Pardom. I mentioned before, I just mentioned that Sunday, so I don't think I'm going to be able to give share Sunday because it's a double thing. I have the graduation, so I have to speak, but I also have my grandson's graduation, so I have to be there too. So I don't know. Could also be Tuesday. I don't know. We'll have to worry about Tuesday. We'll figure out. It might also be I have another graduation Tuesday. I don't know if I can make it. Cautious, I won't be able to make Tuesday either. But okay, anyway. But Sunday for sure, I don't think I can make. Okay. Let's start this Gemara. Tashma. So Tashma, so that's quoted before on the Pavei Amid Aleph, right? Which is a means that the Gemara, for whatever reason, is going out of order, right? Because if you see that, check in the Masoreis HaShas, that the previous Kasha was from Chavhei Amid Beis, and this one is from this one dot, Shem, which means it's Amid Aleph. So for some reason, I think that someone told me they actually talk about it, why the Gemara doesn't go in order of the Mishnayos. But okay. So Toshma, Marchikin es HaMishra min HaYerek. So what's Mishra? So Rashi says, Mayin Shesharin lo es HaPishtin. Water that you soak Pishtin. And apparently, because of that, the water becomes stinky. And minayarek shalmine maichel, kruv shumin krishin. So, okay, I did not know in Shir today a simple kasha and Rashi, why Rashi and I know why does Rashi find it necessary to explain Maicho is Kruv, Shumim, and Krishin. Well, Yerek Pashas means vegetables. Superficially, it means any vegetable. I know Rashi, what is Rashi trying to do? Rashi saying it's only these three vegetables? No, it's not really. Wow, it's funny for a few reasons.
Maybe it means it's like opposed to Pishton or something. Or some non-edible thing. There's a problem because it's edible.
Yeah, okay. So Yerek is an edible, is a vegetable.
Not all. I mean, there could be other uses for Yerek. The Yerek could be used for dyeing, it could be used for who knows what.
Okay, maybe. So he should say Kigain. You know. So what is funny why Rashi picks these people? Okay, here, but I don't know. And also, I'm not even sure why this is, you know, this is the place. You know, like we're just quoting this Mishnah. You know, we're quoting the Mishnah is in two blocks from now, not two, five blocks from now, seven blocks from now. We're quoting the Mishnah because we're going to ask the Kasha and Rava. Okay, so if you don't understand the Mishnah, like Mishra, you don't know what Mishra is. So that I understand, Rashi should tell you what Mishra is. You know, later on, Chav Hei Amid Aleph, Rashi doesn't say what Mishra is. Okay, maybe he relies on the fact that he tells you here. So that I understand. But this, you know, let's say it's not every, you know, like it's not the agenda, this place. I don't know if that's the minig, you know, anything to avoid during the Lamdas of Hardo. But know that when you quote a Mishnah to ask a kash on it, is that from, you know, from a few blocks later, is that the place for Rashi to go off on a tangent to tell you exactly Pshat HaMishnah that Yerek means this vegetable, not that vegetable? Like, I don't know. He's saying, because otherwise it wouldn't make sense. Why wouldn't it make sense? If Yerek, whatever you think Yerek is, it makes sense. Whatever Yerek, even if you think Yerek is not an edible vegetable, whatever it's, you know, whatever messes it up. Okay. Anyway, I don't know. If you look in the Rabbeinu Gershon, it's interesting. He has a different shot in the Mishnah. Which is a Shesoich and Sharaboth Pen Pishtan. Okay, so that's the same as Rashi. Because Shehuda Yarek. Okay, Ika Didamre, Mishra Shemachasim, Shayrim Bohem, it's like Godim. It's a place that you wash clothes. Mina Yarek, Mitok, the Isnayo Yerakas, the Losrichi Kol Kachlemayim, because there are vegetables that don't need so much water, the nitotsen, nitsutsis, nitsutsis, like kviza, yerek, osha, umazig leg, right? So it's a completely different shot that the way we have it, and I don't know, again, it's not negated to our sugya, but it's completely different shot in the Mishnah. The way we have the shot in the Mishnah is Mishra is stinky water. And you're going to put in extra vegetables. Vegetables are, for instance, like Chaim said, that for eating, the poison in the water is going to go into the vegetables and make the vegetables poisonous, unedible, kill the vegetables, whatever. And the way the Rabbeinu Gershon second shot is that vegetables are very sensitive, that too much water ruins the vegetables. That if you water your plants too much, they die, which I think is true. So vegetables are a type of thing that don't need that much water. So when you have these balls of water next to the vegetables and you're splashing because you're washing your clothes, so it's going to send too much water. And then it's going to be massing the vegetables because it'll be too much water.
Rashi told us on the Mishnah that that's called Nevrechaz HaKaifsen, is where they soak the clothing. So Rashi maybe wouldn't call that Mishra. Rashi already says on the Mishnah that's called Nevrechaz HaKaifsen.
Okay, I hear. I assume that Rashi also learned over there that because it's stinky water, no? Because over there we're talking about what was it over there? The problem was.
Well, if you want to rule out Matunta, so then it's, you know, that's Rashi Shita and the Mishnah. That's already getting into what the issue is. Rashi's.
Okay, I hear. All right. Okay, yeah, good point. Good point. I forgot that completely. So that's your kayak for remembering. I give you credits for such amazing bikis. How did you do that? I don't know.
I'm still up to there. That's the problem.
Okay. Anyway, so let's get again. So I think it's a Mishra min haYarek. So this Mishra is Mazik the Yarek. That's a Karishim in Abisalim. Okay. What's Karishim? Rashi says Karti. So Karti is this type of vegetable, right? Karti is I don't know. The guys told me say it's leeks. I don't know what leeks are.
Why did you say before Yerek and not Yerakos? If Rashi says it means different vegetables, or it's either time it's only one vegetable.
I don't know why. We in general don't know why Rashi picks up these vegetables. Right?
I understand, but once it means plural, why? I understand.
In the Chazal, maybe you don't have Agvarios in the Chazal. I don't know. Or cucumber.
Bitzalin, we have Bitzalin. I guess it's plural. I don't know. Okay.
Okay, I don't know.
If we're not getting to the Lom Zachar, we could ask these questions.
Rashi seemed to say it's a few different types of vegetables. Okay. Anyway, so again, so Marchikim is a Krishim min Abisalim. What are Krishim min Abisalim? So how do Krishim affect the soul? So Rashi says, Mishum de Mechashi Krishim min Abisalim. That's Rabbeinu Gershon. That Krishan somehow weakened the Bissalim. I do not know what that means. You know what that means? Why do Krishan affect Bissalim?
The flavor or something that the taste of the onions.
It sounds more like it competes with for resources. What? It can't grow as well because it has some. And you have certain too much growing in place, and the certain things are going to lose out.
So then, why should Dafka be these?
maybe Krishman are very, they take a lot of resources from the ground, resources that the Tallinn need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're operating in the same, you know, underground area.
Uh-huh. Okay. I think Shua was saying different than you, I think, but maybe, I don't know. Shua was saying that somehow the flavor of the Krishan go into the Besadim, and Besadim are supposed to be sharp, and the Krishan is sweet, I don't know. Therefore, they dilute it or something. I think, was that what you were saying, Shmuel? I don't know. Am I putting words into your mouth?
That's the taste.
Yeah. That's what I was saying, but I'm trying to see where I know that from.
Yes, I don't know either. Okay. Anyway, so we don't know. All right. In other words, it's there's a chardom in a divirim. So Rashi says chardom in a divirim. Shalikin is a chardom. Because the bees eat the chardo, and the chardo is PM, and now they become sharp. Well, it's a very interesting chat. It's like very indirect, but it's a grama, but grama is also also. In other words, people grow bees for honey. So the purpose of a bee is to have honey. I have a beehive, so I have honey. But now, if you're going to make chardo, so the bees are going to eat the chardo. They're going to be get this bitter taste in their mouth. And now they have the bitter taste in their mouth, they're going to eat their own honey. So Mimele, you're going to end up with less honey. Right? That's so it's a mazik. It's a grama, because it's not the chardo that's mazik the bees. Though the bees are the ones that are coming and eating the chardo. And then that eating chardo is not mazik them, it just causes them, motivates the bees to eat their own honey. So the hezek is done by the bee itself. But indirectly, my planting chardo here causes you a hefsid that your bees eat their own chardo. So that's called, at least surely not in Rav Yossi, but in the Rabbanan, that's a din, some kind of din mazik. Okay, I don't know whether, you know, we have this shaita, whether it's, you know, what kind of mazik. It's hard to hear that's a mazik deraisa, probably not. But yeah, probably even Rabban, it's probably not a mazik deraisa. Okay, anyway, time, so now the Mar Sadiq says, Marchikim is a mishram in a yarek. Time of the Yarek. Well, that Yarek Samach. In other words, if we have a field, which is a Suya, you know, there's been, I don't know whether we're going in Rava, that it has to be a Suya to Bairis or not a Suya to Bairis, you know, depending on the Lashon. According to one Lashon, Rava is even if it's not a Suya to Bairis. According to the second Lashon, Rava is even if it's a Suya to Bairis. So it would be the same thing if it'd be a Suya or not a Suya for Yarek. So how are you allowed to make a Mishra? Near your border, maybe you're going to make plant yarek in the future. And this mash, I only have to marchikim in a yarek. But if you don't have yarek yet, I'm allowed to put it on the border. I, according to Rav, I should have to be nervous that you're going to put yarek there. Right? This is the same kasha that the Gemara asked all along. Same exact kasha. Okay. So the Mara says, time of the Yarek, Oleg Yarek Samech, Tuzakasha and Rava, Lo, Kinek Yarek Nami Lo Samech. Really? According to Rava, Pshan, the Mishnah is, you can't be Samech. You know, there is no Yarek, because we're assuming he might come to make a Yarek. He's probably going to come to put a Yarek, and you're not allowed to put something in a place. It's going to cause Hezek in the future. I said, why does it say Mina Yarek? Oh, come on, the Anikosha Dadi. Because it's explaining that the reason that you have to be marchik from the border, your Mishra, is because it's Kasha to Yarek. So Marchika Mina Yarek. You're moving it because of Yarek. You're moving it because of the future Yarek. Says Rashi, Kileka Yarek Namino Samuk. Oh, come on, the Anikosha Dadi. So Rashi says over the Gemara, Okay.
He had a different girsa?
What?
Rashi had a different girsa? He didn't have that in the Gemara?
So I'm afraid to say. That's what I would have said, except someone told me that's what that guy said to you and he says. And you know, we don't, you know, so it's almost like you can't say that. Because you have to, like, you know. I don't know what it sounds like. It sounds like Rashi did not have
the word Dahani.
What?
Changing the word Dahani to Dahanach.
No, that sounds rough. Oh, come on, Shalon. Dahana. Koshi Adadi. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. The Gosidim says that there's Ksikis Vayad that don't have those words.
Okay. So listen, I guess it's a schmooze that even though we disagree with the Gosidim, sometimes we agree with them. Right? It's allowed to agree with them sometimes. So the Chayyim, especially if he says that Ksav Yad don't have it also, and definitely it's Mashma from Rashi didn't have it, that Mashma from Rashi did not have it. Okay. Ihachi, Ema Seifa. So there's an Ihachi, which is that's an important word. Now it sounds like that this kasha is only shver based on Ihachi. Okay, Ema Seifa. Rav Yosi, Mater Bechardo. Rav Yosi, Mater Bechardo. Okay. So let's see Rashi. If you tell me I should move away my chardo, because my chardo is causing hezek to your bees. Because my chardo is causing your bees to get this bitter taste in their mouth. And now that they have this bitter taste in their mouth, they eat their own honey. Harchek atas workam in chardo. You're also being mazik me. Sha'av ato nikra mazik. So you're also mazik me because your bees are eating my chardo. Those are causing me hezek. Oh, so the Gemara scene says Iyachi. That what? The Mishnah, according to Abaya, this makes perfect sense.
I mean, why isn't it Grama?
Why isn't it a Grama?
Yeah.
It is a Grama. But we're talking we're not talking in Hilchas Tashlumim. We're talking in Hilchas Archakas. Grama is also Aser. Especially if this is Nisqei Shechenim, this is just Tarkanas, we don't know. So it's definitely a grama. Chardo is for sure a grama. I think the hezek is being done by the bees themselves. So my chardo, it's such a grama. I planted chardo, and I didn't tell your bees to eat my chardo. Now, because I planted it, the bees come and eat my chardo. Now that they come and eat my chardo, they eat their own chardo. Yeah, that's the grama. Sounds like a grama. But it's a, okay. But it's you gotta move. Okay, but anyway, so the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi says that he can say, just like I'm out, you're mazik, why should I have to move? Just like you're mazik me, I'm mazik you, you're mazik me. So the Gemara says that this doesn't make sense. If you according to your answer, so which means that Mara saying that according to Abaya, it makes sense. According to Rava, it doesn't make sense. Right? According to Abaya, it makes sense. According to Rava, it doesn't make sense. So this the Gemara doesn't seem to make any sense because we'll read the Gemara, but logically it's the other way around. According to Abaya, that doesn't make sense. It does not. Because the first guy comes first. He's not mazik anyone, so he's allowed to be saimich. And then when the second guy comes, so he's mazik the first guy. So they can't say, you know, they can't have a time.
Yeah,
the first guy came to heter.
That's the case here. The chardo was first.
Right, no, I'm saying so. The what's
Yaisi. Right, the Devarim was first. The Devarim was first, so I can't bring my Chayrol.
No, but the Gemara is saying, Rav Yaisi Mat, and they should Yachol Aymar, Hacha Atam, Harkek Chayrolam Edvari, Harkek with Chayrol. So there's a very simple answer. I came first.
Rabbi saying is exactly like Bar Pasha Pshat, which I mean,
according to Abaye, if I care, according to Abaye, this doesn't make sense. Because according to Abaye, Mr. Cardo, Mr. Zvairim came first. He was allowed to come. And once he came, now you, Mr.
Bar, Rabbi's asking Akasha that it should be. I'm saying that's Tysus and Ahmed Beis goes through that.
Right, okay. In other words, the Gemara is mashma that according to Abaye, it's not shver. According to Rava, it's shver. So I'm just saying that Pashas, it's purely the opposite. We'll have to see Tysus. We'll see why in Rava. But in Pashas, in Abaye, it's not, if I care, Abaye makes no sense because the first guy, that means the first guy here is the Baal HaZvairim. He came beheter. So according to Abaye, he's allowed to be Simich. Now the Chardo is second. So the Chardo can't come. Yeah, exactly like Bor. Yes, exactly like Bor. Where the first guy builds his Bor and the second guy can't come. So if anything, Rav Yaisi doesn't make sense in Abaye. In Rava, the Chari does make sense because both of them are not allowed to come to Chatzchila because each one would be Mazik the other one. So therefore, then in Rava, Rav Yaisi and the Chari makes sense.
Rav Yaisi. It doesn't make sense. How does the first guy get the other guy? Yeah.
The first guy came to Israel. He has to move. He came all the way to the Meitzar.
Okay, the first guy said, but they're both in a certain sense they're both coming to Israel. So therefore,
how does it happen? How did the first guy show up according to Rava?
So he can't come. So therefore, the
how do you read Reb Yaisi?
Oh, how do you show up?
In other words, the halacha should be that they both have to move three, like by board.
How did he show up? That's the kasha. Just like we find by the tree. How in the world did he show up? According to Rava, the guy should never have came there.
You should also be marchik, but ain't achinami. But how did I get there in the first place? Okay, I hear that's true. No, it sounds like it's fair according to everyone. Okay, so again, so let's read the Gemara. The Gemara says, Eima Seifa. Rav Yaisi Mater Bechardo. Says, Shimne Sheyoko Loimelo. Achata Oimeli Harka Karda come in the Vairi. You tell me I should move my Karda from your Devairim. Harka Gvarka. Min Kardani. Should both all be behind me. I know. You should move your bees from my car, though.
What you're saying is a cash and a buy. There's a cash and a buyer. There was an Itmar. On the Itmar, it said, could I come to the Meitzar or not? Legabi Abaye and Rav is machloikis, right? That's not. Rav Yossi fits in. How does Rav Yossi fit in his shot altogether? It's a great kasha. But it's not a kasha, lemaisa, legabi, the Itmar, Abaye and Rav.
Abaye says that once the first guy comes, he comes beheter. And once he comes beheter, the second guy, he doesn't have to move when the second guy wants to come.
Because that's a din of the Mishnah. You can't go next to lo yachma bor, samuch bor chaveru. But that wasn't Abaye and Rav's din. Abaye was talking about nobody else is there. Am I allowed to show up?
I don't know. In the Maisa, that's how Abaye ended up reading it. Don't call it Abaye.
It's a good cash. I'm saying that's a cash of Sam the Mishnah. Okay. I owe Yahweh now to have somebody else. The second guy's now I'll come in. Has a good
okay, so don't call it Abaye. Okay, let's continue. So again, Simura says, Rav Yaisi Matar Bechardin, Shechol Leimelo, Achatom. You're telling me I can't come because I'm Mazik you, but you're also being Mazik me. So it sounds like there's a machlekes and mitzias whether the dvarim are being mazik the chardo. That's what the Gemara comes out later. That it's a machlekes and mitzias to Dvarim Mazik Chayit or not. So Rav Yossi holds that the Dvarim are Mazik Chayit. So the question is, and therefore Rav Yossi says, I can say, just like you came, yeah, and then I can also come. So if you're not out to be Samech, so since Rav Yossi holds that the Dvarim are Mazik the Chardo, so how the first guy come? In other words, Rav Yossi is saying that each guy is Mazik the other. So if each guy is Mazik the other, so the din should be like Bor in Rava, that each one has to be Mazik, the three, half of the area, the amount they need for the Hezek. Because each one's not allowed to be Simek. But here, Rav Yossi says just the opposite, that you are Simek and I can also be Simek. But how do you ever have such a case according to Rava? So let's see Rashi. He did Osamech, Heche Mishkachaso. Inish Hezek, the Meitzer Chavero. How did you have a case that a person could be Simech, in this case of the bees, to his friend's neighbor? Pidush Ein Sham Darbar Nizik. Even if before the Davar Nizik came, it's later Rav Yossi. There's something a little grammar funny there. The Eilu Shnei Masikim Heim. Rav Yossi held that both of them are Masikim. So Heche Mishkacha Zay Denisma Chayminai Bereisha. Harei Chavera Ma'akev Olam. And there's how did Rav Yossi get? The Rav Yossi question is that the second guy can say to the first guy, listen, why should I move? You didn't move. You move. But it's matched with the first guy's here already. And then he's saying, just like you're not moving, I'm not moving. Because that's what Rav Yossi says. And, just like, why are you telling me to move? You move. But the mashmal says that the first guy was able to come up to the border. So how did the first guy come up to the border? He's a mazik. And according to Rava, since Rav Yossi holds that the bees are mazik the chardo and the chardo is mazik the bees, so the chatzchira, you're not allowed to do anything. Okay. So Amar Rav Papa b'lokeach. What's lokeach? Says Rashi. Acher she'osa zeh mishra b'tok sadayu. Why is he talking about lokeach? Why is Rashi talking about the mishra? So acher she'osa zeh mishra b'tok sadayu. Ozara, right? So Rashi is going back on the mishra case. So it sounds like that Rashi holds, right? Because Rashi is a little funny. Pashup shat mishra we already answered. We only had a kasha on the Chardo case. So why is Rashi talking about the Mishra case? And what's the answer?
Because going forward, the Gemara is going to make a contrast and compare the two.
Yeah, but why? But when we say Lokeach, do we have to say the Mishra is a case of Lokeach? Why does Rashi say the Mishra is a case of Lokeach?
Once we say it on the Mishnah, okay. So all the cases are going to be a case of Lokeach.
Okay, in other words, the assumption is that it's all the Mishnah of the same case. So what the Gemara is doing, once we make an Okimta Lokeach, so Mimele, we'll make that Okimta by the Mishra also. And then we can drop the answer that we said before by Mishra then if it's Lekka, and time of Kumash on Halikosh Adadi. And instead, we have a different answer. The answer is that's from Alokeach. Oh, so, what's the case?
Why? But why? Why do we have to? Why don't just keep in the cattle? What's the heifer?
That it's if I care, it's more, it's gladder once the next line in the Mishnah is talking about lokeach, so it's doichik to say that the second line of the Mishnah is talking about lokeach, and the first line is not talking about lokeach. So you don't lokeach is it's doichik to make it okimta lokeach. Okay, lokeach lemaise answers the first kasha, and the answer that he gave to the first kasha was doichik. So why did Gemara originally answer lokeach? Because it's a doichik answer. But once you anyway have to make it okimta, that the second line of the Mishnah is talking about lokeach. So if I care, it's better to say the first line is also lokeach, because it's to say the first line is not lokeach and the second line is lokeach, you're getting a double daichik. First of all, the answer that the Gemara gives is Hakama Ashran, the Mishnah Kasha Yarek was a daichik answer. And it's daichik to say that one line of the Mishnah is talking about lokeach and one line is not. So if you anyway have to come on to lokeach, it makes sense to read the entire Mishnah with lokeach. Okay, so
the fact that the kasha lahadadi is no longer true.
What?
Or that's not the kasha lahadadi that Rashi said before with gersa, not gersa. That's no longer true, or that's just not the chiddush.
It's not the chiddush. Obviously, it's true because that's pshat in the Mishnah, but that's not what the Mishnah was not coming to teach you.
They taught it agav. I mean, we learned it out agav that these are kasha l'hadadi, but not the Mishnah would dafka come teach me that here.
That wasn't the agenda of the Mishnah. Right, there's a person maybe on his own knows in Sfar that this is that they're massing each other. Okay, anyway, so let's see again, Rashi. Bit okay, huh? Ahar sha'osa zeh mishret. B'tov sadeyu. Where is he made the Mishnah in his own field? Because the Mishnah says, again, the case Marchikin es Mishra min hayarek. So Marchikin es Mishra min hayarek. So Marchikin es Mishra, Mishra min hayarek. So you have to move the Mishra away from the yarek. So Akash also said Mishra tov sadayo. Oh, so the Mishra is the Mazik. Oh, Zara Sham Chardo, where he planted Chardo. Again, the Chardo is the Mazik. Mokar Maxa Sadayo. So then he sold half of his field to the victim, Ma'akar. Anokeak Zara Sham Yarek. Okay, so I made a mistake. So Rashi's saying, then, and what's the din of the Mishnah? The din of the Mishnah is, I mean, I don't make a mistake. I mean, the Gemara is going to ask the question. So the Lokeach makes, okay, that's the Gemara's next question. I mean, in other words, Lokeach makes, this is Rashi to Shitaso, same Rashi as Rashi and our Rashi, that Lokeach is that we had by the, before Rashi said that the, you sold the boar, right? Not that the sower owns the tree. In other words, the sower is the mazik. So since he was here with his tree, Beheter, he's allowed to stay. So here also, you want to know how in the world did I get to be, to have my dvarim here? Is, what? My, is it Marchikin Esa? One second. Marchikin Esa, the Chardo min advarim.
Chardo's the Mazik, right? The chiddush of Yosef that the verim is the mazik, but we start out with the chardo is the mazik.
Chardo min advarim. So the first, so he's saying, the first he made is, so I don't get Rashi. So he made the chardo. And then he sold He sold it.
Second half. He sold the second half.
Sold the second half. So the Tanakhama is saying, so Rav Yossi says that, listen, you, I can say to you, just like you're Masik me, I'm Masik you. But the Tanakhama is saying, no. Tanakhama is saying that you have to move. So why do you have to move? That means you have to move the Chardel.
Because Heter is not, if you put it by Heter, is not enough of a reason, according to Rava. It's only by Elon and such where there's Hafsid Maruba.
Okay. Where did you steal that from, Tysus?
No, it's not. That's been the sugya. Like, I think the Katsai said that the way the sugya, I mean, when he was summing it up, that just Heter enough, just Heter alone, you know, is not enough to stay there, according to Rava. That's why he needed a whole lumdis in Abaye, you know, whatever. It's not a maz, whatever the sfaras were. But I thought that was like the way we were understanding the sugya.
Okay, we'll see in Dices. Again, so you been okay. So Rashi is learning that lokeach means just to get the clearing. That Rashi is learning that the lokeach means that the sower is owns the mishra. And the sower owns the chardo.
And he's holding on to the mazik.
Right, so he's holding on to the mazik. And that was the same way that Rashi learned before.
That he was holding on to the tree.
He's holding on to the tree. So is it okay? So the sower is holding on to the mazik. So therefore, that's how he got here, because he got here beheter. And now Rav Yossi says that since I got here beheter, not because I got it, because since you're masik me as much as I masik you, so I don't have to move.
How did the second guy?
What?
How did the second guy bring the deboim?
Because the Yossi Svara is because he says, just like I'm masik you, you're masik me.
It's not a reason to bring something there. He's allowed to bring something there in order to say that svara. The chara guy is allowed to stay there and says, I don't have to move. The mishra guy could stay there. I don't have to move, because just like your mazik man, I'm like that, because you have the volume there. But not, he can't come there on chatchila and say, listen, I can bring any mazik I want because you're a mazik.
I don't know. Maybe yes.
Well, Marshall, and Abaye, if you had a case, I mean, if you brought the chardel, right, and you hold like Rabbi Yossi, the other guy could come now with Devarim up to the Meitzar. He got in not because of Behatri, he got in because of Abaye. Yeah, so the chardel guy could come. So if you're a Mazik and a Nizik, the guy number two could come all the way up now. That would be a.
Let me wait for Tysus. Okay, let me just read the go through the Gemara. So Gemara is saying, if you don't mind, it's just going to get too complicated. So the Gemara asks Akasha, that how did you find that the first guy got there? According to, and Rav Yossi clearly said the first guy got there. Tarit says that we're lokeach. But Rashi's learning that the lokeach means that the mazik, which is the chardo, was it okay? Back to Gemara, he been okay. High time, they're about it. In other words, if it's okay, so that means that the Bawa Chardo and the Bawa Mishra were beheter. So, what is the Svara of the Rabbanan? Why does the Rabbanan obligate him to move back? The Rabbanan say, the Tanakhama says, Marchikin is a Mishra min Yerek and the Chardo min Advairim. According to Rashi, the Mishra and the Chardo were here first, the Heter, on the day of the Vaiser. So why in the world But it just not, so why does what's on the Mishnah? In other words, even forgetting about Rav Yossi's Svara that you're Mazik me and I'm Mazik you, it's time that there should be a Hetzer of Lokeach. My time with Rabbanan. Okay, so the Rabbanan should say that also you don't have to be Marchik because of the Svara of Lokeach. Behold, my Rav Yossi, I feel a Mishra of Yerkanami. In other words, Rav Yossi only argued by Devarim and Chardo because there's mutual hesek. But everywhere else, he doesn't argue. So if you're telling me there's a Svara of Lokeach, so everybody should hold it as far as of Lokeach, and everyone should hold it in every case, and you should never have to be Marchik. Right, that's a Gemara's caution.
That is sure that I'm allowed to leave a mazik next to another guy's thing because I came first.
That's how Rashi's learning. I'm not sure Tysus might have it. You know, it's probably totally on our machlekes Rashi and Tysus and what pshat of the lokeach is. But the way Rashi learns lokeach, once I come first, so I'm allowed to stay. So let's see Rashi again. But okay, Akashas is a Misha Doksadayu, Ozara Sham Chardo, Mocher Maxis Sadayo Lacher. But okay, Akashas Sham Yerek, Ohemid Dvairip. So now I'm asking you. So says the Mishnah, that the Tanakhama says that I can tell you the Mocher move away. And Rav Yossi says, you don't have to move because I says, just like you're here, I'm here. Just like you don't have to, just like you're Mazik me, I'm Mazik you. But the, so we're asking if it's Lokeach, so basically the Rabbanan should also agree. And also, even Rav Yossi should say it by Mishra and Yeruka, because the reason why you can be Simech is sad because of Lokeach. Amar Ravina, Kosavi Rabbanan, how amazing the Harchik is Hatzmo. Okay, let me read Rashi. My Harchik are Bishus also. You know, you're Bishus. Oh, my turn of Yoshi, did I put it get a Bechardo? The time from the Tarvaya Maski, hey, I'm living my Mishra Vierka. Okay, that's the Mara's cash. So the Mara answers, Ravina Kosara Bonin, our Mazak, Harkik is Asmo. The half LP, Shemitzkila, also Brishot. So there's a tremendous Kiddush here. That the Gemara is Mechadesh, and the Havamina was that even though if I come Brishot, I'm the Lokeach, and I come Brishot. So then, I then it's your problem that you're coming to me, you're coming later, so I don't have to be marchik. The Gemara is answering that no, that I'll say you came first, even though you came first, but if the ma'isa you're the mazik, so you have to move. Avo bish metchila osir brishos. Right. So that's
I'm to the tree.
What?
But I'm to the tree.
Okay, I don't know. Listen, we're going to start getting a cautious from the last Gemara. We're going to get all confused. But that's a movement in the Gemara. The Gemara's group of debating this Shaila. The Havamina was that if you come for Rishus, according to Rashi, the Gemara's Havamina was that if you came first for Rishus, you're the Meicher. So the fact that now you're being Mazik, it's his problem. He shouldn't come. The guy shouldn't come and put himself. And I'm here already. Now you don't come in and put yourself in the line of Hezek. So that's therefore I'm allowed to. I think that's where it's Havamina. So therefore, when I say Kasha, that it makes no sense. It makes no sense that if it's Bilokea, so everybody should agree that you're allowed to stay there. Mara answered the tremendous Chiddush that even a Lokea, even when the Meicher is Bereshus, and he came first and he gave Bereshus, he still, now that he's a Mazik, he has to move. Rabbi Kasabe Rabbanan, a Mazik Harkakas Asmo. So you had a Kasha. Now, how is this answering all the Kashas? It doesn't. It only answers the Kasha of my time in the Rabbanan. But it doesn't answer my time of Yosef Yom Mishra Mirka Nami. Because if it's saying Kasava Rabbanan, so we're only saying it in the Rabbanan, but we're not saying it in Rav Yossi. So we're still left with the question of Mishra the Iraka Nami in Rav Yossi. Right? So
if Mitaych Lavat Ishmael Haynes, we understand what Rav Yossi holds. If the Rabbanan hold Al Mazik, it's partial at this step that Rav Yossi holds on, is it?
Right. So then why? So then the question that we're asked, but oh, my time, Rav Yossi, Afilo Mishra V'Rakanami, is not being answered. Gemara asked two questions before. If it's a lokeach, so first of all, my time is Rabban. Because the Gemara assumed that if you're a lokeach, you came for a shus, so there's no problem. So the answer is that there's a din of our nizik laharchik, even if you came for a shus. Our nizik laharchik, even if you came for a shus. But now they were at a second kasha before. Well, oi, my time is Rav Yossi, Afino Mishri Rokanami. Rav Yossi only argued by the bees in the Tchardo. Rav Yossi did not argue, admitted by the Mishra that you have to move. Why do you have to move? You came Bereshus. You, Bawa Mishra, came Bereshus because you came first. So the Gemara.
The Rebbe, I'm saying, is there a svara the same way you said this? I could say that the same way you're hurting me, I'm hurting you by Mishra and Yarka.
No,
is there, no. So that's why Rebbe doesn't say it there.
No, but But the Gemara's kasha was that if it's a lokeach, then he should be matter because of lokeach. That was the Gemara's kasha. But oh, night time, the Gemara's third line. Oh, night time of Yosef, Afino Mishra V'Yarka Nami. The Mara is asking that now that you're making an okimta of Lokeach, and we're assuming that okimta is even by Mishra and Yarka Nami, so therefore we don't understand why Rav Yosef doesn't say by Mishra and Yarka also that you're allowed to be Simech. So
we understand by Charlo?
What?
We understand by Charlo?
It's hard though, Rav Yossi has his Svara, because you're Mazik me and I'm Mazik you, but if I'm a Lokeach, so I don't need that Svara. Okay, so let me try and go. So I want to finish. I'm Rav Yossi, but I'm not the Hakzatzvah. So it's like funny, the Gemara is like only answering. Seems like the Gemara is only answering the first kasha. They're not answering the second kasha. The cloud Rav Yosef Savra Nizik Archik is Asmo. Iyah Nizik Afino Mishra V'Rokanami. So that's what they're repeating over the last question. Seemingly, you know, they're saying we asked two questions. You by saying Savra Rabbanan, we answered the first question. But we did not answer the second question. The second question is, my time is Rav Yossi, Fido Mishra V'Rakanami. So that question still remains. So, and the item, Rav Yossi Nami Amazik Shrilek. Now, just like we said that the Tanakhama holds that our Amazik Mahazik, even if you come for a shus. So Rav Yossi also agrees that our mazik laharchik, even if you come for a shus. Everyone agrees to that. The hokhi kamenei Rav Yossi Rabbanan. And this is what Rav Yossi is saying. Teinach mishra v'yarka tahani mazi hani v'ayno mazi hani. And a chard of the vorem tervayu mazki adadi. So I just don't understand the sequence of the Gemara. way Rashi explained it, the Gemara knew that all the way in the beginning. That Rashi says this svara on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The way that you're reading the Gemara is mashma that the Gemara first understood Rav Yosi's svara now. And till now, we had a different havana in Rav Yosi's svara. But Rashi explained Rav Yosi's svara this way already on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. So I know the there's something wrong with, you know, like it's strange. Simple reading of the Gemara now, and I don't know if you have a hockey coming up, as if now we're Mechadish as Svara. You know, Rashi said we always knew that was as far as Yaisi. So okay. Pahogi coming up, Yaisi, Rabbana. Tainak, Misha, Viarka, the Hani, Masik, Hani, the Haino, Masik, Hani. The one's Mazik one, the other one's not Mazik. And a Chardov is Vairim, Tarvadi Maski Adadi. Unless the Gemara's Havamina was something like Shmuel saying that just like the Dvorim and the Chardo, Rav Yosi holds their Mazik each other, so the Gemara thought that by Mishra and the Yerako also Rav Yosi holds their Mazik each other.
But why would he single out the case of Chardel, though? What do you mean?
No, that's apparent. The Gemara thought that the reason why that they're mazik each other there too. So the Gemara is mechadesh, and no, it's only here they're mazik, but they're probably the reason why they thought they're mazik each other. Okay, we'll see Ratzaisis. Let's see if to see. Others, the Havamir of the Gemara thought that Mishra and Yerak are also Masik each other. But they're saying
it makes sense. Like Rabbi said before, if you group all three together, then all three should be acting the same way. You don't group all three and one of them have a pair of Mazikim against each other, and the other one just a Mazik and a Nizik. It could be we don't know the Messiah, so we have to assume that that's the way it is. Maybe we probably don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I mean, again, there's all these taisim here, so we'll see. So, but then now the Gemara is saying that not like that. Like I hear what you're saying, Shmuel, but I just So therefore, the din is that you have to move the mashre, even though you are lokeach and you came bereshus, because I'm a masik and a harchik, and a chardav devarim tarvadi maski adadi. We're both mazik each other. The rabbanan, dvarim the charda don't maski. It's not true, because the dvarim don't hurt the charda. Why not? Ibe binza. Rashi says it means the garen azara. That's the, I assume the mustard that's inside. No mishkach. No, they can't reach it. Rashi says that dvarim fishu tomim bisharvito. Because it's inside. And if it's because they're going to eat the leaves, hadar pari. So what? So they eat the leaves, they'll come back. So the machlekas is very simple. The Tanakama doesn't hold that they're mazik each other. Tanakama holds that the bees are not mazik the chardo. And Rav Yosi, you know, they are. It's a machlekas and mitzias. Some Rav Yosi are mazik harkas atma. You're telling me that Rav Yosi holds a mazik harkas atma. This is just more we can read quickly because it's easy to read. Vatan Rav Yosi am Rabbi Shabur kol nevus ina lo yikash lechay doshelo zekay doshelo. And the only Rav Yosi on nizik surely. He really holds usually on nizik. It's only when it's gira delay. But if it's not gira delay, it's on nizik laharchik. But the brand rabbana kamrele, lindy de al nisik laharchik is a hospital when it's not kira delay. Fafino mishra viraka do boy aruchuke, because it's not kira delay, so it's al nisik laharchik. And in the tchu da amri al mazik, tenek mishra viraka da mazik hani vahin al mazik hani. And a hardo di boran to the ra mazik na dadi, right na dadi. Rabbanan da, rabbanan da chardo na mazik hani di bizla, lo mishkakalei vitarpa da other peri. Okay. So it's funny, Rashi, is that Rashi says The Rashi here, which where is Rashi going? Rashi is going. And the first time the Gemara said it, or the second time the Gemara says it. Rabban Chardo, the Dvar Chardo Masa, Ibn Itzon Meshkakle, Ibn Tzon Rabban Chardo Masa, Ibn Tzon
How come we don't say by tree the same thing?
Yeah, I don't know. Just I don't know. That's too hard of a question for me. We will have to see. I think Tysus talks about it. I think so.
Would Rebbe say that Rashi?
I'm just thinking for a second. One second, please. So the printer made a mistake here, no? Because the printer, I don't see it in Rashi. In other words, the Gemara says this repetition, the explanation of the Machlokes twice. It was just the first time they said it that Rav Yosef, they thought that Rav Yosef himself holds that Awan Masik Laharchik. And the second time they're saying the Devrei Drabbana Kamerle, but otherwise it's a repeat. So these words, the Rashi, like Rashi Lo Mishkachas Le, Rashi the printer put it on Yud Tes Samen Aleph, the Chayre should be on Yud Ches Samen Beis. No, there's no Agos in Siyudim that says it's in the wrong place. No. This kind of mistake, I don't mind if they say, because it's only the printer. It's not the...
It says. The Gosset says it should be on Yud Ches Amud Beis.
Oh, I don't have a fancy Gemara. You see that? Okay, he says it.
I think we have min ha-mach matzen shayach la'el Yud Ches Amud Beis.
I think we have masko.
The third Rashi.
Oh, till the... yes. Okay, that's right. So I agree with him. Look at that. I agree with him twice. Because, yeah, okay. What were we saying? Someone was asking something?
I just asked on Rashi, the Rimasul Okeach. The Rashi says afterwards, he goes and brings over the bees. He hemed sham had the boirim. Right? He keeps himself the chardol. And then afterwards, he sells over the field. And then afterwards, the person puts the bees there. I just wanted to know if Rebbe would say that that's lav davke as well, like Rebbe said last time, that it's lav davke. The bees, he could have had the bees and the he could have had both, and then he happens to be, he sold the other one off.
Okay, I assume so. Okay, anyway, I assume so. Also, I'm sorry, the shy with the tree, I think Tyvus talks about it, no? Isn't it somewhere in one of these big Tyvus, and why it's different than the tree? But I don't remember. I don't remember it. Okay. All right. So we have to do. So the Gemara was not so bad. Right? That's where it's not so bad. So we have to go with three Tysus. So this is the famous Sugya of Chardo. First Tysus we can skip, right? I don't think we have to read the first Tysus of the Gnune Chardo. We have to do the second Tysus. That's where. So we'll have to do so. Ded Hashem Monday, we'll start with the second Tysus. Ilos Tamach Hechi Mishkachas Lo. That sounds like the hard Tysus. Okay. All right. Yeshikayach, everybody. So again,
thank you, Rabbi. Good Shabbos and Mazel Tov.
Sunday, I'm not being able, I won't be able to give share. I apologize. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, good
Shabbos.